Trudy is ready for a second chance at life. She asked us to only use her first name because she's not proud of incidents in her past. Trudy says she's been an alcoholic for over 20 years. It's cost her jobs, driving privileges, and any sort of relationship with her three children. She moved to La Crosse 7 years ago for a fresh start, but it didn't go as well as hoped.
I live down here alone, and I don't have any family or anything, so that kind of made the choice to drink, because there's always friends in bars, you know, always.
Trudy chalked up 4 DUIs, facing a possible 5th. She asked authorities for help. The county's OWI court sentenced her not to jail, but to a home in a residential district within the city of La Crosse to take part in the county's women's community-based program. It has had almost 40 participants so far in its year-and-a-half history, all monitored with electronic leg braces during their stays. The La Crosse YWCA operates the home, supported by county funds and grants. Mary Kay Wolf is the executive director of the Y. She says most of the services, such as help with job searching or reading, come from volunteers. Drug and alcohol counselors are also brought in.
If a woman truly struggles with chemical dependency, for instance, while they're in the house, they are not allowed to be using alcohol or drugs or anything like that. If they relapse, it can be that a sanction is for them to return to jail. If they relapse less and less often, we see that as a trend of success.
But the program goes beyond treating addictions, according to Jane Claycamp. She's the Justice Sanctions Manager for La Crosse County.
Where I think at the house, there's more of a broader focus on housing and education and employment, and whatever a woman might express that she needs some help with, they would try to help her out with that.
Some women don't finish the program. Others end up returning. Becky Spangers is with La Crosse County's Human Services. She says the program doesn't always gel the first time around.
There's a lot of different stories that can show testimony. Even for those that fail 1, 2, 3 times, they come back the 4th time, we just might grab them then.
Meanwhile, Trudy says La Crosse County's Women Community-Based Program is worth a shot for women who can't shake drugs or drink. Now a recovering alcoholic, she didn't realize how much she was missing in life until she joined.
I don't want to say I never had a life, because I did, but just, you know, the programs and the people that you can get involved with that truly want to help you and see you succeed and make you feel good about yourself. That's something I wasn't used to having.
After Trudy completed the program, she had to move out, so she found a new home across the parking lot.
Lots of times if I'm just sitting around and I feel like I'm, you know, getting boo-hoo-y or feel lonely, I'll just walk over and, you know, sit and have a cup of coffee and talk with the gals or play a game. Or that's the nice thing about finding that apartment close to it. I don't have to worry about driving.
Meanwhile, Jane Claycamp, the La Crosse County Justice Sanctions Manager, says some questions still remain about the program. She says it's too soon to tell if it's getting the results developers had hoped for when it started. Also, she says the program is meant to help alleviate crowding in the county's women's jail. She says that hasn't happened yet to any significant degree. Steve Bryson, Wisconsin Public Radio.